You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Some drying out, some getting wet again. It's just been that kind of spring. But hope everybody is having a great weekend. We got a great show for you. We are now 1 week away from the start of the 2024 edition of the CCA Star Tournament.
Ooh, yeah.
And Uncle Bill Kenny is going to be joining us. The CCA Star Tournament, Texas Tournament Director, to give us a preview as to maybe changes, maybe prizes, opportunities. So we've got that. We've got some news about your favorite radio show, outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, plus a whole bunch of stuff coming from Parks and Wildlife that you're going to want to know about, as well as our best bets. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And at the top of the program, told you about some awards that your favorite outdoor radio show won. But I'm going to start with a division, or two divisions, that Texas Outdoor Writers Association unveiled at their 66th annual conference in Rockport, Texas. Great gathering. It was a pretty good turnout.
Glad to hear it.
You know, great dinner at Charlotte Plumbers. And, you know, hats off to Herman Brune for spearheading, which is really a team. He's kind of got TOWA has gotten away from the board of directors to now teams, and they're able to pitch in areas where they feel they could be most useful.
Good.
And when they have time, okay? Larry Wysoon was there, presented a seminar, as did Texas Parks and Wildlife's David Yoskowitz. Wysoon spent a lot of time and sat with he and his wife for dinner, and he was the presenter of the awards.
Very good.
So, but on the youth and wildlife photography category, first place, Michael Soltetti took first place. Neat. I mean, these photos are impressive that these youngsters took of Katie did on a flower. Second place, Autumn Webb, looking for some grub, a woodpecker. I mean, which was really, really neat, well framed.
Yeah.
And then I will mention also to Autumn Webb, "Oh, little eyes, what have you seen?" And it looks to me like a turtle, you know.
Okay.
In the people category, Colby Donlick, fishing at sunset, and then Jason Hennessy took a second place. And I guarantee you, everybody that's ever started out fishing with their own tackle box and their own tackle, this youngster sitting on a rock, and he is focused on tying that knot, you know.
Right. That's great.
And then we've got Madeline Alvarenga hanging out in a magical pond. Youth writing, Elliot Stewart took first place, and Emery Tompkins took second. Honorable mention, Shaylin Frank. So congratulations to the youngsters. Let me tell you what, the body of the work that they turned in was absolutely amazing.
Well, that's great, though, getting them involved. That's I'm very proud of the organization for that.
And they were most everybody, I think, except for maybe two winners, were at the dinner.
Ah.
So that's great. In the adult division, and we use adult loosely with some people in that organization, because outdoor folks are characters.
Yes,
let me tell
you. Are.
It started off with the outdoor photography people, and some guy named Zeglin.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Zeglin. Yeah, right. You know, he won both first and honorable mention in the outdoor photography people.
Okay.
And then next up was outdoor photography, wildlife, and nature. And again, this guy Zeglin's name keeps popping up. He took first and honorable mention.
He's had a few years of practice.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the guy is a master with camera.
Yeah.
Then the category outdoor radio.
Hmm.
There were three positions or awards, you know, presented.
Yes.
And second place went to these guys, Olson and Gunn, with our guest Kerry O'Day.
Okay.
And then first place.
Who's that?
The guest? Oh, Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove guy.
Oh, okay.
And again, it was the Olson and Gunn duo. Then
1-2, all right.
Yeah, yeah, that was really nice. Then we moved to outdoor publication.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
you have one of those.
Yes, we do. Second place was the January 2023 issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. And first place was the November 11th issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
You're really beaming over there.
So another 1-2, all right? Then let's see here. We've got in the category, this is for written work, outdoor column or blog. And you're not a blogger.
No, I am not a blogger.
He's a writer. And honorable mention went to Harold Gunn for his The Mighty 4570.
Hey.
Good article. It really was a good article. In outdoor feature, Olson took a second for Nell Guide, Texas First Big Game Exotic. That was in the January 2023 2022 issue, 2023, excuse me. Yeah. And then that same big guy took first in Wells Gone But Not Forgotten in the June 2023 issue. And then he was awarded a honorable mention in Late Season Quail Hunting Impact for the February 2023. That was Outdoor News Reporting. Actually, for the written work, my three passions, upland bird hunting, big game hunting, and coastal fishing.
There you go.
I mean, you know, covered it all.
Well, congratulations. That's a pretty good haul.
That was a great haul. And there was one more.
Oh.
Texas Outdoors Journal website took first place.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, it's very, very good resource.
A clean sweep.
So it was a very, very...
And Bob Vance, thank you for your support.
Yes, most definitely. Makes us makes the show sound good.
That's right. thank you very much.
What do you got in the way of national news?
Well, I've got international.
International?
Yeah, you know, we span the globe, but I found this very interesting from our friends at the American Rifleman, the NRA. Finland to open more shooting ranges to bolster national defense.
Okay.
Considering the increased threat from Russia, the Finnish government indicated that it plans to expand the number of public shooting ranges with the ultimate goal of having more than 1,000 ranges available for training by 2030. The goal is to bolster interest in shooting skills and defense training among the general populace. Present government aims to increase the amount of shooting ranges in Finland from roughly 600 up to 1,000 because of our defense model, which benefits from people having and developing their shooting skills on their own. Interest in firearms ownership and training increased following Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine, with Finnish defense training organizations stating that there had been a 120% increase in the number of training days offered to the public in the last year alone. You think they may know something?
I think so. Here in the Lone Star State, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has a press release that is being circulated. Changes to disease detection response rules in deer breeding facilities. I'm going to read it to you, but quite honestly, this does not surprise me that they're finally reaching out for constituents beyond the science world.
Uh-huh.
Texas Parks and Wildlife is seeking public comment until May 22nd on amendments to disease detection and response within deer breeding facilities. The proposed amendment will eliminate the definition and reference to Tier 1 facilities concerning breeding facilities, epidemiological connection to deer infected with chronic wasting disease, and positive deer breeding facilities. They're commenting on refinement of CWD surveillance strategy system and epidemiological approach. Say it enough times, I'll get it right. Thus, the proposed removal of the Tier 1 designation following substantial improvements in CWD surveillance for captive deer breeding facilities. The removal of the designation will allow the department to redirect resources to other avenues of CWD surveillance and responses. The proposed amendment concerns CWD testing. We require the euthanation and postmortem testing of any breeder deer confirmed positive for CWD via antemortem testing. Under current rule, only deer that die in a breeding facility or deer that test positive via antemortem testing in a breeding facility epidemiologically connected to a positive deer breeding facility are required to be postmortem tested for CWD. Basically, folks, this is a crack in the door that will allow landowners, deer breeders, hunters to raise pertinent questions as to the impact to the landowners. Also raising common sense questions like, why did this happen? Or why do you do this? Or what was the reason why this was not done?
Right.
Okay. I think it's going to bring about a good dialogue. Again, it's online at TPWD's public comment page until May 22nd at 5 p.m. You can also comment or propose changes to TPWD's wildlife veterinarian, Dr. Hunter Reed, jhunter.reed@tpwd.texas.gov, or in person. TPWD Commission will take public comment on the proposed changes at their meeting at 9 a.m. May 23rd at TPWD's Austin headquarters.
Okay.
That's a bunch that we've covered.
That's right.
I mean, there's some serious stuff here.
I need a break.
We do. And we're going to take one and be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News. Or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. All of my models that I got over 20 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. So, see the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
Hey, all you dealers in East Texas, opportunity for you to take a look at the VersaBlind and other products from the blind at the GATCO Expo, July 12th through the 14th at the Oil Palace in Tyler, Texas.
Ah.
The blind will be there exhibiting at that great show.
Wonderful. Ready?
Go.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good, while the Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday are two more good days. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday and Saturday, two more good ones. Next Sunday, another fair one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from late morning until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, May the 23rd, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, make up a quartet of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low daily. Next Saturday has a single high tide as the only tide for the day. Next Sunday, a single tide schedule.
And it's time for On the Coast, and that's brought to you by Boat Stop Storage. Have you heard of the massive Boat Stop Complex expansion? Well, it started with Boat Stop Storage and continues to grow and serve the needs of Coastal Bend residents and visitors. Boat Stop Storage is located on the mainland in Flower Bluff before crossing the JFK Causeway off Walden and Graham Road. These super clean and spacious units come in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. GFI outlets in all units. There's five boat wash bays, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Boat Stop Storage members also have access to Boat Stop Marina, located on Laguna Shores Road, that allows launching to the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre, Intercoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and other game fish destinations during operational hours with convenient vehicle and trailer parking. How about the How about a secure place to store your beach buggy, 4x4, UTV, or all that extra gear? Boat Stop Storage is conveniently located to accommodate and access when needed. Also available are walk-in storage units. Boat Stop is a coastal development with vision that accommodates storage needs and boat launching. For RVers, visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. For more information, visit BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, and Sunset Ridge RV Resorts. Call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423.
I'm sorry, what's that number again?
361-937-2423. And one of these days I'll realize that just because I talk faster doesn't mean we move faster.
Correct. Yeah, we'll get over it sooner.
Oh, my goodness. Right. All right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Fresh water.
Right.
On the upper Texas coast. Uh-huh. I mean, and there's more coming downstream. Yeah, right. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll talk about it in the lakes, but mm-hmm. Lake Waco, we mentioned last week, is 20 foot above conservation pool.
Right, right.
That report that I saw, and I haven't seen it updated because of the rains that happened at the end of the week, uh-huh. but it had dropped to 17 and a half feet. Oh. That's still a lot of water, that needs to come down.
Right.
All that fresh water is going to put bait and game fish into the lower reaches of the bays. This is true over at Calcasieu, on Sabine, Trinity. You can forget about Jack's Pocket for a while, and the upper reaches of Trinity. One of the best areas to fish in Galveston is going to be West Galveston Bay. Hmm. You don't have near the water outflow coming down Chocolate Bayou that you do in other areas. You've got the Colorado River that's impacting Matagorda, and so you're going to need to fish further toward the end of the Matagorda Peninsula. Now, once you get past Victoria, we've said this time and again, the river influences a bait. Guadalupe River is the last major. That's the reason why the middle and lower coast have hypersaline bays, and fishing has been phenomenal. Surf is turned on. Surf is a good option even on the upper coast, but in the middle coast around Port Aransas, really good fishing. Great opportunities, and don't just think you got to head south.
Okay,
you can head north too, up along St. Joe Island, and find some great surf fishing. South of the JFK Causeway, we mentioned the grass beds are the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre. That's something that's been often overlooked by many, except for a few prudent guides, to fish those grass beds along the crash channels. All the way down to Pita Island. King Ranch Shoreline is turned on, so's Baffin Bay in the land cut. You can escape the winds if need be. Port Mansfield's turned on from the Arroyo on southward, and then the west side of the Lower Laguna Madre is turned on. One other bit of information, it was released this week that June 1st, uh-huh. the federal season opens, and that is for, I believe it's 88 days. But it runs well into August, so it's good. It's really good, and some great fishing to be had.
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish continue to be outstanding. Shad are still spawning on bulkheads, so all species are chasing them at first and last light. Black bass are in 10 to 17 feet of water near structure using crankbaits, jerkbaits, as well as worms. Crappie are in 12 to 21 feet of water around structure and timber biting plastics. Here are minnows. Fork. Bass fishing has improved this week. Topwaters are good early in the morning on grass lines. Flukes and yum dingers good at the edge of the grass in 2 to 4 feet of water. Midday points and drops are holding fish in 6 to 8 feet of water biting Carolina rigs. Texas rigs are good. Designated hitters, rattlesnakes, beaver-type baits are good on standing timber in 5 to 10 feet of water. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good in 15 to 25 feet of water on brush with minnows or jigs. Catfish are excellent in 2 to 6 feet of water with cut bait or worms. Nacogdoches, bass are good, with good numbers of 2 to 4 pound fish being caught in shallow vegetation, and topwater frogs and spooks or swim jigs are working. Good catches of catfish with cut bait or live shiners have been reported. Crappie are excellent on brush and standing timber with chartreuse crappie jigs. Sam Rayburn. Rivers are flooded. The lake water level continues to rise, and it's off-colored. Bass catches up to 7 pounds are possible on points in deeper water with Carolina or Texas rigs. The frog bite is picking up. Bass in shallow, lily pads, and brush. Crappie are good on brush piles on minnows. Toledo Bend, bass are good with lots of action on topwater baits for the first hour of daylight. Once the sun rises over the trees, it's time to back out either in front of the flooded bushes at 8 to 10 feet of water with wacky worms, light Texas rigs, shallow running crankbaits. Limestone. Lake continues to be above the pool and is muddy. Crappie are in deep brush piles, standing timber, power lines in 13 to 17 feet of water, biting on minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 1 to 4 feet of water in the creek channels using topwater frogs, swim jigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Palestine, all fishing has been on and off due to the weather. Fishing in between the frontal activity has been good. Bass have been up in the flooded grass and under tree branches in the water hitting frogs. Soft jerk baits or square bill crankbaits fished in front. Somerville, crappie are good on the brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water and the pilings biting minnows and small jigs. Catfish are good in 2 to 8 feet of water. Texoma, striped bass fishing is great using live shad on deep flats 50 to 60 feet of water on humps along river ledges in 30 to 50 feet of water. Small schools of post-spawn stripers with a lot of over 20-inch fish are being caught. Topwater is early along the rocks where the shad are spawning as well. Bass fishing is good using live shad and topwaters along the bluffs and the dam wall in the clear water. Mudline is north and west of Washita Point, and clear water on the southern end of the lake is where they're at.
Heading to South Texas down Del Rio Way, where black bass are good on main lake points and 10 to 20 feet of water off chunk rock with Texas rigs, Cincos, Ned rigs, and shaky heads using light lines seem to be best. Rattle traps, small crawl-colored red crankbaits, spinnerbaits in white, and also producing good numbers. Choke Canyon, bass are good on shad-colored moving baits in the morning on shallow flats. As the day progresses, Texas rig and Carolina rigs on main lake points is the best option. In shallow water, fish crankbaits or spinnerbaits. Falcon, the best place to launch is the state park off the gravel and rock points while the lake level is low. Once on the water, though, fishing's been phenomenal. Bass are excellent with numbers being caught in 15 to 20 feet of water, cast into shallow, rocky areas with deep diving crankbaits, football jigs, and drop shots. Brownwood, the lake level continues to rise. Isn't that funny? Mm. We go from really shallow water on Falcon to North Texas, where Brownwood, the lake level continues to rise. That's the story of Texas right now. The main lake is dirty, muddy water towards the rivers. Black bass to 5.79 pounds are good on chatterbaits, shaky head, crankbaits, and 3 to 12 feet of water. Allen Henry, crappie are good in 18 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Black bass are still on beds. O.H. Ivy, the lake is still on the rise after recent rains. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters with catches to 7 pounds. Meredith, bass are good on minnows and artificials. And walleye are good to excellent on minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
Well, head to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buckhannon. I love this report. It's been another exciting week with water on the rise. The water is extremely muddy on the north and the middle lake, stained on the south end. However, striper fishing is excellent using live shad as bait in the 25 to 50 feet water range. There's also been some good action early on top water. Canyon. Bass are good in the hydrilla with a chatterbait and a drop shot in deeper grass are on main lake points. Travis, bass are very active, numbers being caught in open water schools with swim baits and jerk baits. Bass are on the verge of schooling action with fish feeding shallow along the bank and up in the water column offshore and around marinas. Topwater baits are working well as shallow crankbaits and wake baits.
On the hunting scene, we have three regulated hunting seasons that are still open, but there's a lot more hunting than just the regulated season. The regulated season through May 31, the spring squirrel season in East Texas. Javelina season in the South Zone runs through August 31. And the squirrel season in other open counties runs through August 31. However, we got hogs.
Yes, we always
we got
have hogs.
Exotic animals, whether it's black buck, axis, fallow. And you got your game ranches that just have a plethora of big game animals.
There's
that
no
are available.
Place like Texas.
Oh, it is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal.
Yep. Oh, stop trying to
I'm trying to peek. On or off road? What have you been
and
doing?
And uses gas. Okay.
Okay. All right. There you go.
But it is an SUV, so we're not going to go rock climbing, but we can certainly get down a tough old country road to get to the ranch house and then get in the ATV. This is the 2024 Infiniti QX55 with their sensory all-wheel drive. So it's very, very capable. This is a compact luxury SUV, but pretty neat. The 2-liter engine's pumping out 268 horsepower. It's got 3,500 pounds of towing. An extremely smooth ride, both city and country, because of the suspension on this thing. A lot of extra goodies, but their Infiniti intelligent all-wheel drive system is really, really dandy. Certainly the comfort and convenience that you'd expect with something like this. A motion-activated liftgate, which comes in handy. Leather-wrapped heated steering wheel, tri-zone AC. I mean, it's all the luxury you expect because it's a Lexus. And I like to say there ain't no bad Lexus. It just depends on your budget because there's different prices. Again, this being compact, it's a 5-seater, but a great ride on the highway. It seems faster to me because of this ripping red color that it had, but really, really good performer. But that's handy to me in town. Easier to get parked, easier to get around, but still you get on the highway. Really, really good performance and all the luxury that you would expect. And extra things are lighting package, accent package, cargo net back in there, carpeted floor mats. That's kind of nice. But it's a really, really nice vehicle. 22 miles per gallon in the city, 28 on the highway. Good ride, good looks, and loaded 62. That's Bob money. Hey, 2024 Infiniti QX55 sensory all-wheel drive.
All right, we're going to take another break when we come back. Uncle Bill Kenny,
hey.
CCA Texas Star Tournament Director, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals, Fortified Cotton Seeds Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cotton Seed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. Starting to get reports, particularly over in East Texas and other northern counties, where some fawns are hitting the ground. And that's going to continue as it works its way south down into the brush country. We mentioned the advantage of limited intake. That means the deer are going to eat what the body tells them
to
eat.
See, that's what fools me, because it's free choice, but there's a savings, isn't it? Because they just eat what they need.
Better than 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
And that milk production is going to help those babies get their legs underneath them so they can run away from predators. Just absolutely phenomenal product. The vitamin pack supplements what Mother Nature does not naturally give, in addition to the protein of the cottonseed. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Find yourself an independent dealer near you. Stop by one of the many Tractor Supplies and pick up a few bags.
Yeah.
Got a big order, give them a call. 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Well, from taking care of our deer herd to taking care of coastal fisheries.
Yes.
That is the mission of Coastal Conservation Association. And we are now 1 week from the start of the 2024 edition of the CCA Texas Star Tournament. Joining us, Tournament Director Bill Kinney. Bill, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you this morning?
Very well, gentlemen. So great to talk to you again. And that includes you, Harold.
Thank you. Well, people ask me, how old Bill Kinney? And I said, Bill Kinney, really old. But we've known each other for so long. How long have you been with CCA?
Harold, this—I guess you really are flashing me. Well,
yeah.
Since you told me, since you're the one who told me how pterodactyls fly,
right.
I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I've been with CCA for 35 years.
Good run, my friend.
And you—it
all has been a good. It has been a good one.
And you all have a new website. Boy, it is bright red, beautiful redfish. The time is now. And at the website ccastar.com. What kind of prizes are we looking at this year?
Well, we're just really excited about this, Willie. The you know, Haney has come out with this killer boat. We'd heard that this was going to happen, and the Texas Four Dealer Red Tag Division, Haney has created this boat. It's a 23-footer called the Amigo. It is a super cat, and it is dry. It is unusually fast. It is extremely efficient. A 150, the Mercury 150 Pro XS that we put on it will drive that boat at almost 50 miles an hour, which is scary. I don't need to go that fast, but it really does the job, and we're super excited about it, even more so not to be outdone. One of your favorite partners, the Texas Four Dealers, came back and said, well, wait a second, we're upgrading too, and by golly, we're going to go. We've been using the Super Cab for all these years. This year, they said, why don't you guys pick the color? We picked an Atlas Blue Metallic, and they said, okay, we're going to upgrade every one of the trucks, all five, effective immediately. We'll be moving to the Super Crew. And that's, of course, the one everybody wants, a full-size four-door. And so we just couldn't be more excited about it. It's going to be a great division. I don't even want to talk about the retail, what that prize is worth, and we're giving five of them away.
Well, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's cover some of the other divisions and prizes with Bill Kinney right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of 100 prizes in 7 divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargle Boats, and Lone Star Beer. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
And the only way that you can be a winner is if you're registered in the CCA Star Tournament.
Well, how can I do that?
Go to ccastar.com online. And Bill Kenny, what kind of fish divisions do we have? I know we've got the youngsters that are out there fishing. What's up for them?
Well, absolutely. And by the way, for the listeners, you and I have talked about this so much, STAR has become the acronym. The actual website is startournament.org, not star.com.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, we've got scholarships galore. Of course, that's the future of our fishery. We want to develop new conservationists, and so we are giving away 21 scholarships from $30,000 all the way down in increments, $30,000, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, $2,500 in both the STAR Teens Youth Division, the STAR Kids Youth Division. That's for Gafftop and Sheep's Head. And we just couldn't be more excited. All these kids, we just crossed over $8.1 million in scholarships that we've given away to this day. And so we just want these kids on the water, and these are easy fish to catch. And so there's just no reason not for folks to get them in. It's only $10, and then we automatically enter them for STAR if mama and daddy want them to. So they get to do that for free. So for $10, you got a shot at $30,000 or any of these other increments. By golly, get them in the tournament. Let's teach them how to fish.
How about the adult division? What are we fishing for there?
Oh, it's just covered up again, Bill. With the blue tag division, we've got those transport boats, the 22 footers with the raised platforms and 150 mercs on those. We've got the inshore division with Gap Top, Sheep's Head, and Black Drum. Those are the shoal water 19 foot cats. We've got, of course, the offshore division, the Hawk Power Polaris offshore for Ling and Dolphin and Kingfish and Snapper. And then we've got, $15,000 worth of Academy gift cards sprinkled throughout. It's just, as you said at the opener, $1.9 million in prizes, and we want to give them all away. And everybody needs to sign up. You know, the thing we were just talking about here with you mentioned the flood earlier. All of this flooding in the Galveston and Sabine Lake complex has suddenly created an advantage for those anglers who realize that these salinities are important because they stack fish. Now what's going to happen is that this fresh water is pushing all the fish into areas where they just get in there concentrated, and anybody that's looking, we're thinking about where we release all these reds sprinkled throughout the bay systems. Well, with that fresh water, you know, they're all going to congregate, and if there was ever an opportunity to get in STAR and stack your odds for winning a truck boat combo, it's got to be this year. You just got to do your work and find out, where is it going to be salty?
Yeah, but as you mentioned, the tag redfish, and like I say, also as you mentioned, you want people to catch these things. You want to give away those prizes. How many tag redfish are you guys putting out this year?
120. And so we release them, as you know, Harold, on average about one every 5 miles. And that will probably remain somewhat consistent from the Middle Coast down. But we've released a bunch of them this week. Sabine fish are already swimming. So upper Galveston Bay fish are swimming. But you know what that flood water is doing, that fresh water is, those fish, I'm sure, hit the water and are heading lickety-split towards the jetties and wherever those salinities are higher. So it's just something that really is fun. And particularly this year, you guys know there's a lot of general angst out there with the economy and election and everything else. It's time to let your hair down. Let's go fishing.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you, when you say tagged, on the redfish, and then we've got the other tag divisions, are we clipping tags? Are we bringing the fish in? How's that being handled this year?
Boy, that's a great point, Willie. Yes, sir. These are all still catch and release. You just catch them, clip the tag, make sure you hang on that tag good. We found a lot of guys just put them inside their mouth, okay, to make sure they can't slip loose. Get a good tooth grip. But anyway, yes, clip them. And if you can, get a video so we can see the release, because we want to post it to people that are catching these fish, because we put them where people fish. And they're easy to catch, as we've talked about in past shows. You know, Parks and Wildlife only has a 3% annual recapture on their tag fish. Ours is about 15 to 20% quarterly, which is to say that we want people to catch them. We put them in at the piers, on the shore, out in the middle of the bay, but they're going to be in places where people go and catch fish regular.
Then we've got an offshore division, don't we?
You bet. Always. The ling, the dolphin, dorado, snapper, all of the nearshore species will pay off with one of those really cool UTVs, the Polaris Ranger. These are the the four-door Super Cruise. And, of course, a lot of these offshore guys really go for a special trophy. They really like bragging rights. And so we've got special trophies for those guys as well. And it should be noted that in each of these divisions, if you catch one of the five Ford truck combos followed by 6 through 10 red tags pay off on the Haney Amigos. But in the blue tag division, after the transports are done, we start paying with $2,000 Academy gift cards for the next two places, then $750 gift cards after that. And, of course, in the kids division, both the Star Teens and the Gaff Top division, those pay cash scholarships out to all five places. There's just lots and lots of awards here. Heck, if you don't do so just by catching a winning fish, you may win the member bonus drawing at the end, which is a huge prize as well. So they're just it's a great opportunity to just have some fun, get your family, go down to one of the piers or off the dock somewhere, or go boating. Obviously, we love to see people who love to boat, but take the family along and those kids, and you may just change the entire future path for your family by doing so.
All right, we're about out of time, but you mentioned startournament.org as the website, and we've also got some point-of-sale locations, don't we?
You bet. All of the major marinas and tackle shops and retailers. Heck, I know a lot of there's even some academies. Academy said in some of our stores, will you send us some tickets to sell as well? So it's easy to find a place to get in. Any of the weigh stations, we've got 17 weigh stations sprinkled up and down the coastline, where you can get signed up, or like that you said earlier, Bill, the easiest place is just to go to startournament.org, and you can do it right there while you're on the boat before the first catch.
There you go. All right, our guest, Bill Kenny, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. Bill, we appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
We sure appreciate it, too. We love Texas Outdoor Journals. Thank you guys for supporting CCA, and good luck to all the listeners who are gonna go get them.
Thank you, Bill. We'll be back with more friends right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Well, do remember, May 27th, Memorial Day, remembering those that pass away while serving in the United States Armed Forces, friends. And get out there and enjoy that day in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights are official mobile lighting provider for any of their fabulous flashlights, headlamps, work lights. Just go to hybridlight.com and for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, just at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. To register, go to their website, startournament.org.
It just keeps getting bigger, doesn't it?
It's
what an amazing event.
Starts next weekend.
You know, just an amazing event. Friends, just if you're going to go anywhere near the water, sign up for this thing and think about those scholarships. That's our favorite division, the Star Teens and the Star Kids. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. And when you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.